Introduction. Start with the end in mind. The end of the matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. Ecclesiastes 7, verses 8 to 9, NIV. Welcome, beautiful people, to an inspiring perspective, where the great exchange enables you to win in the game of your life. Everything we do in our lives is for a purpose, whether it's going to the supermarket to get food or walking the dog for exercise and companionship. I believe many of us function from fear rather than love. Fear of our own capacity to be amazing. We often put ourselves down due to lack of faith, self-belief, or self-confidence, therefore being less than who we're actually uniquely designed to be. So many of us are trapped in the fear of getting it wrong, or what others might think or say, or of making a fool of ourselves. I was always trying to prove my worth or value, wanting to be liked, to fit in, looking for a sense of belonging, to be seen and heard, unknowingly desperate. This way of seeing the world led me to failing in my career, failing in my personal life, failing my children, and my one commitment before God, for richer, for poorer, for sickness and in health. I failed my marriage. My marriage monumentally stuffed up. Everything I had tried to do had failed. And then my world started to shift and change, moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, quarter by quarter, and year by year. I was earning $18,000 a year, renting the tiniest, cheapest property in the area and claiming what government support I could to make ends meet. I sit here today with three properties, 95% mortgage-free, living my dream, running an international life alignment business, and that brings clarity and purpose to those I work with. Our three adult children are all carving out their own amazing lives, having fun and living out their dreams. I am living my life by design, not by default. And it is so much fun. Every day is an adventure filled with love, peace, joy, prosperity and abundance. I am like a child in a sweet shop every morning, wondering what new flavor the day holds for me. I have never been as happy and content as I am now, and my heart's desire is to pass this on to you. I have been blessed to be a blessing. I believe we are spiritual beings in a physical body. We are all uniquely designed to be brilliant, to work together collaboratively, bringing the best of ourselves to the table each day. To get it right, not to be right. It is my intention to pour out to you this honesty, truth, and authenticity. Don't get me wrong, life isn't easy and it isn't fair. However, life can be exciting, simple, and straightforward. There is an order to life and principles that fundamentally underpin success. There is massive value in lived experience. You can't give what you don't have. Real authority comes when you have lived through something and are standing on the other side of the breakthrough with a healed heart. You then have the wisdom and insight to pay it forward to others. There are key requirements to a fulfilling life as a human being, as so beautifully illustrated in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Maslow was one of the top 10 most cited psychologists of the 20th century. He discovered an order that brings life and life in its fullness. It starts with our physical needs like water, shelter, moving into safety to love, belonging and self-esteem, and then to the pinnacle of self-actualization, being who you're truly called to be. This book will reveal much of my journey of discovery and adventure, working my way through these layers with key examples and milestones, and inviting you to do the same. We live forward, but measure our lives backwards. It therefore makes sense for me to take you back from where I am now to where it all began. I encourage you to look back with me through the lens of grace, favour, compassion, and empathy as I pass on a new and inspiring perspective. The feelings of loneliness, sadness, rejection, and hopelessness I experienced in my past have all gone. Somewhere deep in my heart, I always had a sense that whatever happened, I'd be okay. There has always been something deep inside of me, a tug from my conscience, a knowing from my spirit that has centered me. I have come through deep grief, a loss of identity, a failed marriage, and being asked to leave my job. Life has not been a box of fluffies. I have fallen over more times than I care to remember. However, that's not what counts. The thing is never the thing, and the key is how many times I have got back up, dusted myself off, and had the courage to keep going. How to read this book? Preparing for a life fulfilled, not a life filled full. In each chapter, I'm going to expose the lies and replace them with the truth, using my life story as a demonstration from both perspectives. I give you my best insights, wisdom, and discernment so that you too can be free from unhelpful thinking, being, and actions, and to make the rest of your life the best of your life. One full of love, insight, freedom, and engagement, where you thrive in your life and relationships and your work. Love. I will be opening up my heart and mind to you, using my life story to illustrate the great exchange from fear to love. Love is a fundamental need in all of us. Through love, we get rid of any lies we may be believing. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. John 4:18 ESV. Fear causes our love bucket to have holes and leak. When we replace it with love, the holes get filled, so our bucket overflows. Insight. Wisdom and insight are the keys to the gold and the treasure trove within. The reflection and reframing, which bring insight and wisdom, thread through every chapter of this book. Insight unlocks the mysteries around poor health and helps you reign victorious in mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the words of Dr. Caroline Leaf, 75 to 98% of mental and physical illness comes from one's thought life. Freedom. Freedom is a true gift from God that allows you to fulfill your destiny. My heart is that this book will give you permission to be free, to be real, authentic, unstoppable, limitless, amazing, incredible you. The Dear Reader sections in this chapter invite you to step into your freedom in love and truth. Engagement. Engagement is all about relationship. It is about our depth of character and connection. I passionately believe that we are better together, and when our relationships are in alignment and in the right order, everything flows from there. The call to adventure in each chapter encourages you to take action to engage with a fulfilling and rewarding life now and in the future. When we change the way we were and we see the world that we see changes. My heart is to share with you the before and after perspective, to open up a whole new world for you. One of love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and goodness. I have spent most of my life feeling the opposite of these, like I was out in the wilderness with no one to help, no one to look out for me, support, or be there for me. I felt alone and empty, useless, unloved, and worthless. Although my worldview is that God is real and redemptive, this book is not about religion. I have had my heart broken at how man has twisted the love of Christ and made it into some performance-driven, hierarchical, legalistic ritual where fear and poverty of spirit are rife. This is not good news. And throughout the centuries, man has done some horrendous acts in the name of God. I encourage you to consider churches as a restaurant. We all have our favourites, and they all feed us. Just like any restaurant, we can choose the healthy options or not. And while people visit the restaurant and eat there, it doesn't make them a chef. Just because people go and visit a church and eat there doesn't make them a healthy man or woman of God. I believe true Christians are measured by the fruit they produce, from the healing and revelation they bring to others through their personal relationship with Him. The be, do, have versus have to be is clear here. Those who be with God first, then do or take action from this place, and then they have more than they could ever ask or think of. I'm overseeing people working hard to earn their status or credits from the opposite end of the spectrum, being trapped in the poverty or performance culture. They say, when I have X, I'll do Y and be happy, content, fulfilled, etc. The sad thing is, it never ends and they never get there. Sticking to the rules and earning your stripes to be at the top of the food chain in the system of the church structures is not going to get you there. And unsurprisingly, many see church as boring, dull, dictating, and unforgiving, the complete opposite to my experience. I have never had so much fun, been so happy, or so fulfilled in my life as I am now. Giving my life to Jesus on New Year's Eve 6 years ago was the quietest, most significant action I have ever taken. There were no bells and whistles, no fireworks, just deep conviction in my heart that there was a missing piece in my life, and Jesus was that missing piece. The God I know is kind and compassionate, loves in all circumstances, and gives me everything I need to live a beautiful, fulfilling, and wonderful life. Gone are the days when the only way to hear God was to go and hang out in a cold building with a priest reading from the Bible. We all have free access both to God and to His book. Brilliant. The book is not about being self-righteous, entitled, obnoxious, or telling you how to live your life. I've quite frankly had enough of that to last a lifetime, and I've given some of that advice out myself too in the past. It is about being real and raw and having those experiences. How my upside-down world has been turned the right way up. How I went from being a nobody who was perceived as a complete failure to being someone of authority, highly valued and favoured, winning in the game of her life. I didn't get here by following the rules or by doing what someone else told me to. The book is deep to deep, heart to heart, and spirit to spirit. So if you want a quick fix, some shortcut on how to become a millionaire, or a magic pill to make everything better, please pass this book on. It is not for you. This book will give you practical tools and proven life-giving tips on how to live your best life every moment of every day. I will share my heart and mind with you. I will be an open book, giving you my best understanding at this stage in my life. I will bring together scripture, science, and personal experience to bring you clear purpose and understanding. We are not meant to do life alone. We are relational beings who are meant to have fun and go on this incredible journey of discovery we call life together. I invite you to go on a journey of adventure and discovery with me, to grow into the person you were meant to be. I pray, as you read, your eyes and ears will be opened to your own brilliance, that you will find your runway, clear the debris, confirm your next desired destination, and acquire the flight path. Are you ready to take off, to go to new heights and levels you never thought were possible? To see things from a new and uplifting perspective? Well, welcome aboard the V2DCM flight on how to live in heaven, on earth, and enjoy every moment of every day, regardless of the circumstances or situation. V2 is the takeoff safety speed, and DCM is the flight tracking system. Viktor Frankl shared this in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. The search for life's meaning as a central human motivational force. My hope is that this book opens your heart to your true meaning for being here. I believe Jesus came to bring life and life in all its fullness. I encourage you to park the head knowledge about God and open up the doors to heart knowledge. To a dad who wants the best for you and has the best gifts to give you, God. A brother who wants to hang with you, hear you, and share his best wisdom with you, Jesus. And a mum who knows everything about you, who loves you unconditionally, and has the best wisdom and insight on the planet in all situations and circumstances. That's the Holy Spirit. This is how I see the Trinity. They are not some characters in a dead book full of rules and regulations trying to make you feel less than or not good enough. That belongs to man-made religion. They are alive and well and have written this book with me. Enjoy. Life. Welcome to a whole new world of love, peace, joy, connection, celebration, exceptional growth and transformation. As we walk together on my journey of discovery and adventure we call life, I will be sharing facts about my life. We will then pause and I will share commentary with you, giving you the seeds that were planted so long ago and have now germinated and grown me into being who I am today. I pray that this will open the doors to your heart and eyes for you to see life through an inspiring perspective, so you too can live your dreams every day free of doubt, worry, anxiety, or stress. May this book be the promise of hope and a future for you that I would have loved to have had. Are you ready to go on a wonderful journey of discovery and adventure? Are you ready to release what is not of you and to bring on more of the true, awesome, talented, beautiful, amazing, unstoppable, lovable, victorious you? Out with the old and in with the new. Let's go.